Just because we don't understand something doesn't mean it's not real and it's not for today. When I was in high school, the teacher taught us trigonometry. Well, there are some things I didn't understand about that too, but I didn't sweep them under the rug. I didn't throw it out the window. I didn't claim it's not for today. No. If I'd have done that, the teacher would have failed me. I had to open my heart and learn. And my friend, we need to do the same to the Word of God.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth in Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
It is really good to have you join us today in Truth and Fact. And I pray that you're having a blessed day, that God's Word will speak to your heart, will revive you, revitalize you. And I pray that you be filled with His Holy Spirit. In fact, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about being filled with the Holy Spirit, or we could say the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And we're in the book of Joel in chapter 2 and verse 28. It says, "And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh." That's right. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is the gift of God to the church. And it's real. I know some people say, well, it's not for today, and it's not real. Well, my friend, it is real. It is a gift of God. It's in His Word. And just because we don't understand it, we should not brush it off as saying it is not real. You know, when I was in high school and I had to take trigonometry, well, you know, I could have said, well, because I don't understand it, it's not real, or it's not for today. But you know what? The teacher would have failed me, because it is real. And just because we don't have the understanding of it doesn't mean we should brush it off or try to sweep it under the rug as it not being something that God has for you and I. You see, we're missing the blessing of the Lord when we miss out on the gift of God to the church. Oh yes, my friend, the baptism of the Holy Spirit is a very important gift. It's something that we need today. Now understand that the greatest gift to the world is Jesus Christ and the gift of salvation. God desires for all to be saved. The Bible says Jesus came to seek and to save the lost. There's not one that God doesn't want to save. The whole purpose that Jesus died on the cross at Calvary was to redeem humanity, or we could say to purchase back humanity to Himself. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. But the greatest gift to the church, those that are saved, redeemed, is this: the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is who? Well, He's the active agent of the triune Godhead. Jesus said in the New Testament, the book of John, chapter 14, verse 16, "I will pray the Father, and He will give you another helper that He may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth." Who is the Spirit of truth? Well, the Holy Spirit, of course. See, the word "another" in verse 16 means this: another of the same kind. You see, Jesus isn't going to send another spirit of a different kind, but rather another of the same kind. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Christ. He's the Spirit of God, the Spirit of life, the Spirit of truth, the Spirit of holiness, the Spirit of power, the Spirit of promise. The ministry energized by the Holy Ghost is marked by this: aggressive evangelism and social revolution. Do the church Pentecost brings this: light, power, and joy. The Holy Ghost brings illumination of mind, assurance of heart, intensity of love, fullness of power, exuberance of joy, joy unspeakable, and full of glory. No one needed to ask the church if they had received the Holy Ghost. No, no, my friend. Fire is self-evident, and so is power. Even demons know the difference between the power of inspiration and the correctness of instructness. You see, the baptism of the Holy Ghost has many purposes, which I don't think we should avoid. That you might receive power to be effective witnesses for God and to carry out the great commission of the church, for spiritual warfare, effective praying with power to edify the believer, sign to unbeliever to make Jesus even more real in your life. And my friend, that's exactly what it'll do.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.